There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Scott Steen, one of the lead cappers at Winners and Winers, has been consistent in MLB totals. The Steen roller, 9-3 and 62% on the year, and he likes a game today in MLB. You can get it by texting VSiN to 320-350-3500. Get the total today in MLB by texting VSiN 320-350-3500. The great Brian Mahoney joins us now, covers the NBA for the Associated Press at Brian C. Mahoney on Twitter. He was at the game last night. Read his article. You nailed it in your article today. I mean, what happened last night was unfortunate, but Boston really blew this by losing and giving away Game 4 and Game 5.
Yeah, I thought so, Paulie. I thought, even as great as Curry was in Game 4, the Celtics should have won that game. They should have been up 3-1. And then Game 5 had the lead in the fourth quarter, fell apart with mistakes. And, you only get so many chances to do this. And when you give a couple away, you have to play perfect in the other games. And obviously last night, they were just far from that.
It's funny, Brian, leading into the series, a big narrative was, okay, all that experience for the Warriors and zero NBA Finals experience for the Celtics. And it kind of played out like that, right? Because, the Warriors never looked like they were shaking at all in this series. But the Celtics, they played sloppy pretty much from game one through last night. And I don't know what I was watching with Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mitch. I didn't think too much of the experience because, they played 7 games in the last 2 rounds. I thought, okay, that's not the finals. I get that, but it's still great experience. But you're right. A team like without the Warriors experience last night would have gone away, I think. You fall behind in a hostile environment last night. But the Warriors have been through this, and they turned the game around so quickly. And I think, without that experience, they would have been in trouble.
Their player development is off the charts, isn't it? I mean, what Golden State, their staff, everyone seems to improve as the year goes on. And give us some time, and we'll turn this guy into something.
Yeah, you can almost see right away why the other teams now wanted to hire Mike Brown and Kenny Atkinson. These guys, they all do a great job. And every time they went in the game, particularly last night. The game turned in that first quarter when Peyton and Poole went in. Looney, I thought, was great the entire playoffs.
Yes, he was.
Otto Porter played some of the best basketball I've seen him play. So, yeah, these guys get there, and they all get better. You're absolutely right.
We've been talking legacy all week, and you've seen a lot of guys play. You covered the league for a long time. Where do you put Curry now?
Well, you know, he was already really, really high, and, you know, there's just not a lot you can pick apart anymore now. Yeah, you know, four titles and, you know, two of them now without Durant. You know, so, you know, the great, obviously, shooting, great team leadership now. As far as where you want to rank him, you know, I can say if you want to put him anywhere between, you know, the late 1 to 10 to early 10 to 15 range, I guess, would be fine. But, you know, I already thought the career was great, and now, you know, this year makes it even better.
Good assessment. I'm with you on all those comments. What do you think? By the way, you cover the Nets from time to time. What do you think Durant's thinking this morning?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure he's happy for the guys that he's friends with and everything. And, you know, both Durant and, you know, Kyrie, you know, they, you know, when you win a couple or win one even, I think some guys think that's enough. I want to go do something else. And I think that's the case with those guys. You know, they want to be doing the stuff from Brooklyn they're doing with their families and their business and all that. And that's fine. But if you want to win titles, you can't leave teams that are more title ready. And certainly the Warriors were that kind mm-hmm. of team.
Yep. Boston had a great season. It was also historic what happened. I mean, they were under 500. 18 and 21, and then 25 and 25, and then they come out of nowhere and turn it around and so good defensively. So what changes do you think, or will they, you don't want to go crazy, right? Because he just went to the finals, but what would you, maybe a true point guard, what tweaks would you make for the roster and moves the Celtics could make?
Yeah, I think that the one you just said is the one I think a lot of people were talking about last night. You know, some kind of veteran floor leader who settles them down when things go bad, when, you know, when their offense kind of dried up, they didn't seem to have a plan B sometimes. You know, somebody who can sort of figure out something else on the fly out there. And, you know, Marcus Smart, great year, a great competitor. I think a lot of teams would love to have him on their team on the other side of the floor. But offensively, you know, just kind of lacking that one thing. But otherwise, yeah, the system they play is great. You know, certainly the top-level personnel with Tatum and Brown is great. So just little tweaks here and there, they're certainly able to stay near the top.
A better bench? More depth? I mean, you see 5 bench points last night. You also, Grant Williams disappeared in the last series and a half.
Yeah, after that Game 7 against Milwaukee, really not much from him at all. And yeah, the bench was almost unplayable last night. You know, Derek White had a pretty decent series for the most part. But, you know, when you watch the kind of guys the Warriors came in, you know, they impact the game. And none of those guys off the bench or Boston really did that last night.
Yep, spot on. So then what about the Warriors next year? They're going to be a year older. But they're also, like, what are you hearing about James Wiseman, who was the former number 2 pick in the draft not that many years ago?
Yeah.
If this guy can come in, they can plug him into the lineup. If he's healthy, then what?
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to kind of see what happens there. When, you know, they think he'll be back this summer and ready to play, and then, you know, you look at, you know, Kuminga and Moody, you know, rookies getting this kind of great experience this year. So, yes, your older guys are another year older, but, you know, some of these guys become playable next year along with them. And, yeah, I mean, we know how good their teams are in the West, but, you know, this team certainly can still be where they are. You expect, you know, Clay with a full year might play even better next year. So a lot of reason to think they can do this again or at least come close to it.
At some books, the Clippers are the favorites next year. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, talent-wise, I could definitely see that. Yeah, well, you know, Kawhi coming back, Paul George coming back. You know, they made some good moves during the season, even after things were getting away. And, you know, I think Ty Lue is one of the most respected coaches in the league. The only thing I would say about that is you're relying on guys being healthy who haven't stayed healthy. If you're going to say, you know, for them to win, you know, Kawhi and Paul George have to be out there. And the last couple of years, we haven't seen enough of that. So, you know, hopefully for their case, they will. You know, I think everybody wants to see, you know, how good this team can be. But, you know, again, they have to show that they can actually, you know, be available all the time.
Also near the top are the Nets. Where is Kyrie playing next year?
Well, you know, I think he'll be in Brooklyn. You know, I don't think he'll be in Brooklyn the way they want him to be. I think they want him to be, you know, more committed than he's been, obviously. But the talent is certainly still there. And, you know, hopefully they'll think that, you know, maybe this was a wake-up call for him now, seeing how, you know, they should have been better. They threw away a year this season, mostly because of his choices. And, you know, he'll act differently next year. And then certainly, you know, they can, you know, Durant, the way Durant played, they'll certainly have a shot at it. But, you know, again, it depends on kind of a lot what Kyrie does and what he shows them about how much he wants to be there.
I'll throw another team at you for next year, Brian. That's the Dallas Mavericks. They're around 14-1 to win the title. I think that they're going to be a very popular bet because of what Luka did this year. What did you think of the trade they made this week? They gave up a bunch of players. They really don't get on the court that often. And a first-round pick, though, to get Christian Wood.
Yeah, I was really intrigued by that move. You know, Wood is a guy who I think puts up great numbers on bad teams. I mean, I had him on my fantasy team a couple years ago, and he was, you know, terrific. What can he do on a winning team now? I think we're all curious to see. But if it works out, he's the kind of player exactly you need, another, you know, talent in the front court. Luke is a top five player. He's not going anywhere as far as that goes. So, you know, again, I don't think they were nearly as good as they showed this year. I don't think they were, you know, certainly a conference finals kind of team, but I think they can sort of build toward that. So whether it's next year in a couple of years, they'll be there. But, you know, as far as, again, are they ready to stay at the level they're at now? I'm not quite. I still think one player away, one very, very good player away.
Turmoil in Utah. Quinn Snyder quits. Where will Gobert could be out the door? Where do you think Mitchell winds up, or does he stay put?
I think he stays put for now, but check back next summer. I'm not sure how long that goes. You know, a lot depends on the kind of hire they make here, and then you know what they do with Gobert, if anything. You know, I'm not sure exactly. Besides winning, which they all say is, you know, what mostly matters to Donovan, and. But that's one that I think everybody has their eye on. You know, every time that they go out quickly, it's one more reason to say, okay, is it now? Is it now? Is it now? Something has to change. Maybe it's just a coach. But, you know, let's keep an eye on that one because, you know, he's a player that can change a franchise if eventually he moves.
Great work as always. Good article. And thanks for getting up early after a late night. Appreciate all your time.
Thanks, guys. You take care.
Thanks, Brian
Mahoney covers the NBA for the Associated Press at Brian C. Mahoney on Twitter. Golden State, the favorites at some spots. Nets, Boston, 6-1 range. Milwaukee, 7-1. Suns, 8. Clippers, 8. They are the Clippers are the favorites at some spots. Lakers, 22-1. I'm looking at the Heat at 14-1. I think they could. You never know with Riley.
No, you don't.
He's like, okay, you want Hero and a bunch of picks? Give me Mitchell, okay?
Go ahead.
No, yep. And Memphis, 16-1 too. I mean, they showed a lot of depth, and they showed a lot of talent. It's just. You need that playoff experience, and they just weren't ready for that big game playoff experience against the Warriors.
Do you want to draw a line through a couple of these teams at the current number? Like, for me, it's...
Oh, the Jazz, come on.
Well, I mean, again, that should be 100-1, and I wouldn't even touch it.
Yes,
I want to take, like, the blackest Sharpie on the planet and just keep going over the Nets and get off my page.
Yes.
6-1? That is one of the... there's no chance I would make that bet under any circumstance.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if Kyrie isn't there.
I don't know how they're that low on the board.
Yep.
How about the Nuggets?
Well, they're getting Murray back.
And Porter.
And Porter.
Well, we think, anyway.
Yep.
Back-to-back MVPs for the Joker? And he had nobody last year? Okay.
Want me to draw a line through the Sixers? You're going to bring Harden back? I mean, that's just... Did you see what Thibault could get?
I can't do that yet. No, I can't do that quite yet. No, what do you do?
He could get like $100 million. Like no one's, I don't think he's going to give him that. But what he's eligible for?
Oof.
I mean, I could beat him in horse. I mean, come on.
It is the NBA. I mean, after all, they gave Ben Simmons $180 million.
Yep. And boy, the West is loaded. Remember, the Lakers were a huge disappointment. You think they could at least make the playoffs, please? And then the Pelicans get Zion back.
You want to take a peek at the Pelicans?
They'll be intriguing.
David Thorpe,
had a good
loves
year.
Him. Loves him.
Yes. You add him in a mix now. He's in shape.
Yep. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, one game went exactly how we detailed it on yesterday's show, and I might have a better angle with the starting pitcher going today. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Get up, you beast. Top horse racing plays from ExpressBet analyst Jeff Siegel. We're going to Santa Anita. Race 7. He likes the 5. 5-2 on the morning line. Race 9, he likes the 5. Bolden on top at 8-5. You can wager on these races and more at First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. Use the code VEGAS22. You'll get $100 in free bets. Code VEGAS22. Go to VSiN.com/horses for details on this exclusive offer for VSiN fans. VSiN.com/horses. Speaking of VSiN fans, great to meet Frank yesterday from South Florida. And by the way, if we ever meet you and you get in these contests here, stay in touch, and we'd love to put you on the air too. If you're doing well in some of these contests, like the Circa Millions, if you're top 10 halfway through the year, you're the leader late, I mean, close to it.
Sure.
We'd love to talk to you, your strategy, and how things are going as well. So
if they're willing to during the season.
Right. So come down. Yeah, always stay at Circa. Get here. And come out soon. Nigel Seeley coming to town in less than a month as well. You can meet Nigel. He'll be staying here.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be a great week with Nigel out here. So yesterday there was a game. And look, I mean, a lot of people could come up with this because Patrick Corbin has been so bad. And you look at his numbers, you're like, okay, well, the Phillies are going to go nuts. We did a little bit of a deeper dive on him yesterday to find out exactly where it goes south for Patrick Corbin. And we pointed out by looking at the numbers, it starts to really unravel for him the second time through the order. So the first time through, and he did it yesterday, like the first and second inning, he was fine. In fact, I think he was flawless in those two innings. The first time through the order, he's a 3.71 ERA and a 3.21 FIP. The second time through, that ERA goes all the way to 7.83 with only a 14% K rate compared to 27% the first time through. Well, guess who came up at the top of the order with two outs in the third inning? It was Kyle Schwarber. And he took him deep. Yes, there was an error involved, so that stinks for Corbin. But he pounded that ball for a home run, and the inning just completely got away from Corbin. He could never gather himself. He needed a timeout on the mound, and the Phillies exploded for 7 runs in that inning. So it got there. Paul, I might have a better angle for you today.
Mm-hmm.
So again, everybody knows about this with Charlie Morton. He's on the road against the Cubs.
11-1 to the over.
There you go. So his ERA on the year is 5.67. Yuck. His walks per nine, almost four. One of the highest marks of his career. Lowest K rate since 2015. Highest home run rate since 2010. His ERA in the first inning is 10.5. Four home runs in the first inning already this year.
He's this year's Carrasco.
Yeah. He gets better in the second, but still not great. He really cleans it up in the third and the fourth. And after that, he totally falls apart. But if you go and look, again, a little bit deeper at Charlie Morton, the first time through the order, his ERA is 6.85. Gets better the second time. Third time's a disaster. But the first time through the order on the road, which is where he's pitching today, is 13.03. And the ERA on the road in the first inning is 18. 18 in the first inning with a FIP of 8.31 and a 2.67 whip.
Okay. You are taking on a bad team, though. What do you think?
Look, there's the information. You can do with it what you would like.
Okay, yes. What did you do?
Oh, here's what, okay, this is beautiful, right? Love when this happens. So today, get here early, and I'm looking around to see if any books actually out here in Las Vegas posted a first inning number. Usually, these numbers are not out until later on in the day. But I found, actually, a couple books did have it today. I found one where they had plus 110. I'm like, first inning, plus 110? I thought it was going to be at least minus 110, minus 115. So I go, and I try to make a bet, and guess what happened? At plus 110.
Did it spin on you?
Didn't spin.
Okay.
It said, trying to find my location. Once it did, it popped up, confirmed bet I did. Automatic rejection, and they moved it from plus 110 to minus 105.
Oh, God.
So I don't want to hear that there are 1,000 people betting Braves Cubs at 3:15 in the morning in Las Vegas in the first run, right? First inning. It was me making a bet trying to, and they said, nope, that's a Dikembe Mutombo. Get it out of my face, and we're going to move it 15 cents on you.
Send to the traders for approval. I mean, what are you doing? You're sitting there watching Animal House or something on TBS at 3:30 in the morning, and you Mutombo that? Which
disgusting.
15-cent move? Like, what, are you coming over the top for five dimes here? I mean, come on.
And they won't. The limits at this time in the morning for something like that are not even that big anyway.
God.
And
don't even be open.
Don't even put it up. Don't even offer the bet. There's no reason to have it on the board.
Did you have the? Did they put it in for you? Like I'm saying,
no.
I thought it was okay. Bet accepted, but this is the price.
No. Once it found my location, it said confirm bet. I went to confirm the bet, and it was an auto reject. I've never seen it that fast in my life. And then they moved it 15 cents. It wasn't even. They didn't even show it moving. I went to go see if I could bet it again. It was minus 105 already.
Yeah. My God, what a fiasco! What a fiasco!
The worst.
As far as the game though, but this is again juicy. And keep riding the Braves. You're seeing $1.80, $1.90. But again, run line. 14 in a row, 13 on the run line. The offense has been awesome during this stretch, and the Cubs have dropped 10 in a row. And oh, mama, have they been giving up runs. What is it? How bad can it be with the wind? 8.5? I don't care. Even if it's coming in hard, blowing in. Still as bad as this Cubs rotation's been and what the Padres just did to them.
I will try to find that right now.
As Nigel say, they're giving up runs for fun. But keep riding this Brave streak. And again, who knows how high this sucker can get. So, yeah, bad team, whatever. Okay. So now it's down to 4.5 in the division. And they're now 10 games over.
Okay, so I do see wind coming in from left field at 14.8 miles an hour.
As I recall, Morton used to be good in day games, though, too. But that's, you can take that with a grain of salt, sure. I guess, as well. Sure. The other one, I'm trying to get in this other day game. What do you have for the game one starters? I will go to war with the Phillies if it's going to be Suarez. I think it's going to be an off pitcher, though.
Is it?
It's supposed to be a Don who's back now with the Nats to start, and they're 1-12 in his starts. And if you think Corbin's bad, I mean, this guy is all time. I mean, he's just, what's his ERA, 11? He's awful. So he's 1-11. The team's record when he starts 1-12, and again the Phillies are hot. The bats have been on fire, and they're 11-2 since they whacked Girardi. I did see 220 game one Suarez $1.40 on a run line. That's if it's Suarez against the Don. That was listed, but I think change of things have changed. It could be an off pitcher in game.
Okay, so I found it right here at Circa, where they do list the pitchers. They have Suarez against Adon, and they have 220, like you said, and they also have the Phillies run line at -148 right now.
Okay, well, it goes in 4 hours.
It does.
So, okay.
So those again, you can list the pitchers there.
Right. I'm with, yes. Mm-hmm. I like the Phillies, and if it's that spot. Some other good series get underway today as well. Big one in Toronto. Yankees and the Jays. Montgomery against Stripling. Again, how do you go against the Yankees? Now, it is on the road, so it's a 14-game home winning streak, but 47-16, and again, the sixth team since 1930 to win 47 of their first 63. Very disappointed in Toronto. They were playing well,
and then
you get beat a couple times against Baltimore. Have to do a better job with the starters who have been so good at home. Do you trust Stripling here? That's what it comes down to. Because if Vigor's like, okay, well, Montgomery will give you six solid.
Here's where I would be a little bit concerned with Stripling. His last two starts, he's been awesome. 11 innings, two hits, no walks, six Ks, zero runs. But he also faced the Royals and the Tigers. Now you're going against the New York Yankees? Kind of an upgrade there in overall talent.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are a pick'em. Basically, this game's a pick'em. Probably a pass for me, but if I had it better, I would go with New York.
Okay. Kershaw is 260 at home tonight against Plesac and the Guardians, who have won four in a row. Good story. Five games over 500 and only two. Who's going to win that division? Cleveland only two back. White Sox still. They're coming off a sweep against Detroit, but still in third place. That's a tough call, but that's a big price for Kershaw.
You know, the Guardians were 11-1 not that long ago. 11-12-1.
Well, I got 12.
You got 12 to win the division?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. And then Red Sox and Cardinals, Waka against Wainwright. That's a good series, too. Now the Cardinals in first place.
Well, it's very important.
But Goldschmidt's doing, sure, two playoff teams right now.
Now, can I?
But Waka's had a good year, and again, keep an eye on Goldschmidt. I mean, at some spots, the favorite to win NL MVP, as he should be, in my opinion.
How long will this continue with Waka? And I ask that because in 21 innings at home at Fenway, ERA of 0.86, a whip of 1, he's getting very lucky. The BABIP's 213, batting average balls in play, so the FIP and XFIP are around 4, a little bit higher. But does he limit the Cardinals tonight again? Is this going to be like 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs? It's Michael Waka we're talking about.
Yeah. I don't want to. It's hard to me go under in a Red Sox game. Be tough.
But, and Wainwright eats innings, 7 innings in 4 of his last 5 starts.
Good card. Some good series today. You also have the Astros at home against the White Sox. Follow the money, Visa and the Sports Betting Network. Paulie and Mitch up next to the NFL. In a long time reporter who's covered the NFL for a long time, what he thinks of how long the Watson suspension will be. You won't believe it. That's coming up next.
The Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, including blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games. And just this week, DraftKings Casino paid out some huge wins. A player bet $20 and won $50,000 on $100,000. Another player bet $20 and won over $43,000 on Spartacus Megaways. You know what that is? You ever play that? Huh?
Sounds like a fun game.
You get on the dancing drums yet? You ever try that?
I haven't. That's fun. I can't stand it.
A different big winner bet $25 and won over $27,000 on Assassin Moon. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. New customers claim a deposit bonus up to $2,000. And they start you off with $50 in free credits just for signing up. Download the DraftKings Casino app and use code VSIN to claim this offer. DraftCasino.DraftKings.com. For full details. So Mike Florio mentioned how concerned, you think so, doctor, that the league is about the Watson story because it's drip, 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 all these new cases and all these new women coming forward with the Watson scandal. This is Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, on with Frank Schwab with Yahoo Sports. Robinson says, listen, if you're going to suspend Ridley for a year for a couple parlays, then Watson should get a year. Here's Robinson breaking it down.
if Watson gets suspended for less than that, okay, and let's say that they have, let's assume for the sake of this conversation, that the league has the goods to suspend him for that length, mm-hmm. okay, right? Or they feel like it's there. If they suspend him for less than a calendar year, people can hold up those two things and go, wait a minute. Why is Ridley a calendar year, but Deshaun isn't? And what they'll do is they'll draw a line and say, because what Ridley did f- with the league's money. Mm-hmm. And what Watson did, terrible, awful, but it doesn't f- with the league's money.
He brings up the exact analogy that you have to throw out there. You have to. You have to bring up Calvin Ridley when you're talking about Deshaun Watson, in my opinion.
Ridiculous. He's betting $150, $200 parlay. I mean, whatever. He's a dope, but still.
Paul,
I mean, you can't even compare the two, though. But it's like, that's right. But this is what Goodell did with Brady. He compared Deflategate and Brady. I would have sued his ass. It's defamation. He compared him to a performance-enhancing user.
Yeah.
Like performance-enhancing drugs.
He did, yes.
Taking like there's no proof. But just this much air out of a football? Are you crazy?
Right. They also had the video of Ray Rice.
Yes, they did.
They watched the video and said, not that bad. Maybe a couple of games.
Right. So it's if you push the league and hold their feet to the fire, then you'll get the appropriate suspension. But it's like, can I get a mulligan on the Rice suspension?
Oh,
kidding. Once you came down. And they lied. We didn't see the video. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. You had all of it.
Yeah, knocked her out in the elevator.
No, here's the thing. Like, I understand. Like, they need to take as much time as possible, and I'm glad they did this. I'm glad, now that we're at this point, that the league, like 3 months ago, did announce a 4-game suspension for Watson.
Well, can you imagine?
That's the thing, right? Imagine if we just have a tidal wave of women continue to come out and say, that guy? Yeah, here's the proof, right? Up to, like, 26. New York Times said it could be 66, according to their, documents and people that they've talked to. It was a snap call with Ridley, a snap call out a year.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have all of this information, I think this is where Charles Robinson is spot on with this, and you have to compare the two. They wasted no time giving Ridley a year for that. And if they've had this much time to think about, go over, investigate, dig into Watson's mess, and they give him 8 games, oh my God. I'm not going to say it's worse than Ray Rice because that's an all-timer. But holy hell, people are going to be knocking on their door saying, like, it's going to be, torches and pitchforks.
Yep, as it should be. I mean, the people are talking about voiding the contract and multiple, longer than a year suspension, all of it.
But, what a bad job by the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, and he's just coming out, and he's just, again, if you're accused of this, I'm just screaming, holy hell, I'm having a press conference every other day. He just got there. You rarely hear from him. I mean, think about what you're being accused of here.
Yeah.
The New York Times article, vile and nasty, the 26th gal. But this is, I'm screaming from the rooftops. And all he does, he gets up there and he just regurgitates the same stuff. I've never done this, disrespected a woman. I've never, okay. 28 of them? 20. I mean, they talked to 66 women, the New York Times. They think it's over 100.
That's what they
said.
Which
are doing this. And then it just gets worse because then the Texans were in on it. It's like, here, you sign an NDA? What? I'm getting a massage. My back hurts. NDA. So now you know he's up to some hanky-panky and what this guy's up to.
Yeah, so I can't imagine that when we get that news, and it's going to have to break sometime probably in like the next month to, 6 weeks? I mean, because
make a move here. I mean, that's why you really should, paid leave should be right now.
It should be that, or it should be like, look, he's been suspended indefinitely. They need to come out and make an announcement pretty soon because, again, like July 1st is, a couple weeks away?
Didn't they? I think I mentioned this before, but didn't they do that immediately with the Peterson thing, beating his kid?
With the switch?
I thought he went on the exempt list in a timely fashion.
I'm sure that they did.
I mean, this is, my God.
Because,
let's
again,
go here.
There's no consistency to their penalties that they hand down. They do make it up. They did anyway for a long, long time. But, at this point today, I will be completely stunned if it's 8 games.
Trout Robinson's right. You can't give a guy a year for a couple parlays, and they got to the bottom of it. Unlike the Browns,
that's why I said that 2 minutes ago.
Yeah,
right.
Sure you did. Yeah,
you've added none of it.
So you know you're right. They walked into this, but that's the other thing, and you brought it up as well. Where are you going with Brissett? You're going nowhere. So under 10 wins, and you're not going to make the playoffs. Does Mayfield kind of let him off the hook here? Can they go back, kiss, and make up somehow with Mayfield? Or has that ship sailed?
We talked about this the day after the New York Times report came out, and like plus money was still available on under 9.5 wins on the Browns to miss the playoffs, all of that. And we said, like, look, when they talk to 66 women, these numbers are going to move. If you're going to make any future bets in the NFL, you have to do it today, or like it's going to be bye-bye time. Those numbers are going to change. I'm looking right now at the Browns to miss the playoffs. To tie it in here to gambling, minus 145 now to miss here at Circa.
I can't believe it. I mean, the best case has got to be half the season. Best case.
I think people are going to raise a complete stink if it's 8 games. People are going to be livid if it's 8 games. But you know what? What will that do? The NFL will just move on and ignore it, and they say that's our suspension. He's getting 8 games, and there's nothing you can do about it.
There's a pink ribbon.
Yeah,
that's right.
Set of steak knives. Now go make me a steak and get out of here.
Yeah.
But so if he is done for the entire year and he gets the full calendar year, again, they did give him kind of a break in the first 4 games at Panthers, Jets, Steelers at home at Falcons, but it kind of ramps up after that. Their next 4 games before the bye goes Chargers, Patriots, at Ravens, Bengals. So 3 of those 4 are at home. And then after the bye, at Dolphins, at Bills, Buccaneers?
I can't say. Come on. That's the betting angle here. They're missing the playoffs if he gets it. Come on. Where are they going if he's out for the year? And would Baker even say, okay, I'll still play with you?
Yep.
But that's why I love the Browns saying, oh, he might have been duped here. He may have misled us. Okay.
We were
not aware there was like so many women or more women could come forward than after the, oh, really? Did the HBO article change things? Or excuse me, the HBO piece?
Story, yeah.
Real Sports?
You mean
the New York Times article? You didn't think there was a possibility that...
Sure. You mean you were misled after you did 0 homework on it? Interesting how that can work. Yeah. Funny. Maybe if you looked at it a little bit further, you would have realized that the guy's a total scumbag.
I have been in 4 car accidents. It's hard to... Once you find someone that does a good job with acupuncture or on your back, you stick with them. You don't jump around from girl to girl to girl to girl because you're looking for something.
I'm glad you brought that up. I failed to do this on the show. My wife has a terrible shoulder. So she gets a massage like all the time, like once a month, whatever. Might be even more frequently than that. She has had a different masseuse. She can never find the right one, right?
Yeah.
All over the valley. And we've lived in different parts of Las Vegas and going back to the Bay Area, all over, right? She could never find the right one, always changing. Well, guess what? 3 years ago, she finally found the masseuse that made it work for her and the person that did the best job. She's never considered going to another person since.
Mm-hmm.
She found it. She knew the second the massage was over with, whatever it takes. And the lady makes house calls, brings over the table right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's been going for 3 years
Bingo.
Now.
Bingo. She also isn't a franchise quarterback. And someone works with the team, they could just have on call.
Yeah, right.
That's right. What do you need? Set up the hotel for him, too?
I don't know how he gets out of this. He can't? For what it's worth, the back end of the schedule, he do get the Texans, but no. Bengals on the road, Ravens, Saints, at Commanders, at Steelers. I bet him. I had to do it, Paul. I don't have many future tickets. But the day that New York Times report came out, and we said it on the air, you got to bet him right now. You have to bet him at plus money to miss and also to go under 9.5 wins. And if I lose, I lose.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the AFC champions reside in that division, and the Ravens are the trendy pick to have a big year, too.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, the Steelers, don't count out the Steelers.
Oh, you can't.
Look back. I mean, they had the teams that made the playoffs, they had the worst QBR. They got nothing out of the quarterback position last year.
Yeah.
Still made the playoffs.
That's right. That's right. We will recap what took place last night in Game 6. We'll tie it into the future odds for the 2023 NBA Finals, and I think a lot of people are going to be surprised to find out who the shortest shot on the board is at some spots. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
We are underway, round two, U.S. Open. Bet Rivers giving you extra reasons to tune in and play. Log in each day of the Open and receive a free profit boost to power up your tournament bet. Every round, a new boost for you to use before the round starts or while the players are on the course. Make your U.S. Open bets every day and get an extra boost while doing it at Bet Rivers. Go to the Bet Rivers app or visit BetRivers.com. Duff Beer? Duffy? Guy's 6-under with a 2-shot lead now. He's through 7.
What is he in play?
I mean, this is... what? Wow.
I watched a lot of the broadcast. I'm quite certain it's Duffy. But if you told me it's Duffooey?
Duffooey?
Duffoo?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Daffy,
uh-huh.
I'd buy any of it.
Okay.
D-A-F-F-U-E, I don't think I've ever seen that name before.
6-under now. He's 3-under for the day. He's moving on to the 7th hole. Hadwin is just teed off. He's 2 shots back. Rory's coming up later. Hovland is 2-under already.
Yeah, he is. And so is DJ, by the way.
You're right. So DJ, Hovland's 2-under, DJ, Fitzpatrick, and Rose. Webb Simpson is 1-under. And got some other guys coming up later. Koepka was 3-over yesterday. He made a birdie early.
Daffy, by the way, is 18-1 right now at DraftKings.
What he is? Okay.
6-under. Are we going to have somebody win this tournament at 18-under?
No, don't say that. Come on, no, come on.
Can't have that.
What's going? Yeah, we need a little wind here. Some bad weather. Or at least something here.
Do you remember Brooks Koepka won at Erin Hills a couple of years ago, and he was 16-under?
Was that what it was?
That course looked so beautiful on TV.
Mercy.
But it was not challenging. Like, he killed that course.
Going into this round, Rory was the favorite, 5-1. Remember that house special at Bet Rivers? Yep. Will Rory go 69 or better in every round? So far, so good. That was 9-1.
Will he have a bogey-free round, which is what he pulled off yesterday at a nice plus price.
Rahm was 12-1, so was Fitzpatrick. DJ 16-1, Morikawa 22. He got the 3-under at one point yesterday. Rose 25, Homa 30, Burns 45. How about this guy? How about, can I interest you in some Cam Smith at 70-1? He was 5 shots back going into today.
How many shots back is he now?
Well, now he's two over. He's done this before.
Oh, he can get
hot. Didn't play well. He got, I think he was a couple bogeys late, but that's looking at him.
Oh no, there are guys in the minus one or even par range that look that are going. I mean, today, like when they're done with their round, finally going into tomorrow, I'm not going to be surprised if they make a huge push today.
That's where Zalatoris is at back. Too. I wouldn't be right. Zalatoris, he's his prop was 71 today. Morikawa was 70.5. So was DJ. Homa was 71. JT was 70. JT's off to a tough start.
Here comes Sam Burns. He's 2 under already through three. He's 1 under. A guy like that, I was going to bring him up today. A guy like Sam Burns could get hot today and all of a sudden be in it when the round is over with. Fitzpatrick gave one away. Yeah, that's no good. Morikawa, he gave a couple of shots back, yep. But I'm not going to be surprised if he is in it. Rahm, the same thing. Well, Rahm's 12-1 to win the thing right now. He's 6 back. I would not be surprised if Homa, you know, Scheffler is even right now. And I want to bring up Schauffele because I have him every which way but loose. But he needs to put it together today.
I don't trust him.
What?
I had one for par. Yeah. I got had one. Here comes a miss. Yeah. The other thing, yeah, of course, you bozo. God. What was I going to say?
Who cares? He just missed. That's more important.
So a lot of things, too, about tying.
Oh, God. Don't even look at it. Look away from the screen.
What, tying? Oh, I'm disappointed in the course. Early second round, 6 under the leader? I'm with you. Let's go.
I wanted one over right now to be the leader.
Get some tough weather. You got to buy in. You know, I think it's very important. I mean, Durant said, okay, you got criticized for this, but he goes in. I mean, but they wanted him. Green made the phone call. Green was texting him. Curry, they accepted with open arms. Come on, we'll play beautiful basketball. We'll be unstoppable. Let's do this. Everyone had to sign in and buy in and play team basketball. How about Curry coming off the bench to start the playoffs? Oh. One of the best players of all time. And Curry came off the bench. How many guys would do that? No, they'll do that. We got
not
a
little
hot hand, right? That's how. And then just the player development and all the moves they made. Good point, too, about Wiseman. They got a top five pick.
Of
I didn't
course.
Even play. Hurt. Yes. That's another thing.
And they had two top ten picks last year.
And I think it was Malika Andrews who got this out of Peyton, that he was just going to say, oh, that's it. I'll be the video game coordinator. It's not going to happen for me in the NBA. And then he stuck with it. What a big piece. And he got hurt in the Memphis series. And he was a key player in the series. But
sure.
But Peyton, Poole, what Looney turned into and how big he was in this series. They also, another thing, Kerr benched Green in this series.
Huh?
Benched him.
And Green was okay with it.
Yeah.
Okay,
but, you're killing us. That's it.
Like, they are going to lose some players, right? Like, Looney's going to be bye-bye.
Well, Brian Windhorst did have a point about this. You had to beat their payroll, too. I mean, it had $340 million payroll.
They can't sign all these guys to monster contracts. Yeah. Like, Looney's going to be one of them, where our team will probably overpay, dare I say. Whatever. He deserves it because he was awesome. And who knows what he's going to get. And the same thing for Poole. Like, Poole's going to get a gigantic contract from some team in this league. And it's not going to be the Warriors. That's what I would anticipate. I did lose money betting on the NBA Finals. I bet the Celtics at plus $2 and plus $225 going all the way back to when the playoffs were still going on in the Eastern Conference. And I did come back with some last night on the Warriors to win here at Circa plus 160. They also grabbed them to win in Game 7, but I still lost. And with Curry winning the MVP, I faded him and Tatum. And I had big numbers and all the other guys, so he got me. But if I'm going to lose money, it sucks. Never want to. But I'm okay because Steph Curry is so likable, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Love the guy. Always have. Again, I said this earlier, second favorite athlete of my entire life.
That trade for Russell, disaster. Didn't work out.
They aborted immediately.
They did, but they recognized it early. This is not going to work out. But bringing in Wiggins, making that trade, great job.
I'm also happy for a guy like that.
I'm very surprised how, yeah. He was criticized heavily in Minnesota. Can't win with this guy. You know, a lot of people tweeted it too. What the hell happened at that practice? And what did Jimmy Butler do to him? Because that was...
Oh, you know what, though?
I mean, you had Butler, Towns, and Wiggins, and that was...
No, it was... It's a current player who came out and said, you knew that Wiggins was going to be all right when Butler kind of co-signed on him and said he kind of respected Wiggins. It was the other players in Minnesota that he had no respect for.
I think it was
Cat. I don't think he liked Cat at all.
Okay.
I think he thought Cat was very soft.
Right.
But when I can't remember who it was, but it's a current player who said that about Wiggins. Okay, I'll buy into that.
He was great. And if you missed it earlier, a 75-1 shot to lead the series in rebounds. Huh. And somebody had it at Caesars.
And it was for what, $1,000?
I think it was $1,000. Ooh, what a kooky bet that was. Wow. I didn't even look at that until it was over, and that Max Meyer guy from Caesars tweeted that out. Mm. Crazy. But a lot of big tickets cashed yesterday. You had one of them, Green, 20-1 to make the first shot.
Yeah, so
but he was great yesterday, too. But disappointing series.
By the way, I wanted to bring this up. Did you realize this on that first basket made? Because I bet Horford yesterday 10-1, and this was on the show, and Draymond at 20-1. And the first possession for the Celtics, they go down low to Horford, and he's got a look. He puts it up. He's fouled. It goes halfway down, and it comes up. He goes to the free throw line. Some books actually paid off Horford first basket because he hit the free throws.
What?
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
I can show you on my phone.
You're kidding. It's first made field goal.
It's first. I think it's called first basket. So I don't know if that's first. If
the, oh, what a gift that would.
I don't know if it was because he hit both free throws or if one free throw would be a part of that.
Karma committee in and out. Karma committee. Well, that's bizarre.
Either way, I bet it to win the same amount. So Green to hit the first field goal was.
Uh-huh. You asked me, who are you looking at next year? Yeah, I mean, I respect that the Clippers are the favorites, co-favorites in some spots. I think there's a chance that Miami could swoop in and steal Mitchell in a trade. That Miami has some assets, and Pat Riley, oh, he just eviscerated Duncan Robinson and Hero in his final exit presser.
Right.
But if they could make a move and take a peek at, and you know, maybe Memphis at 16-1.
I will tell you, well, I like Dallas.
Okay.
I like the move for Christian Wood.
That was a good trade. A lot of people were like, what, that's it? Good trade by Dallas.
Yeah, and I think they're going to add some other parts. They're like Brian Mahoney told us, you know, 45 minutes ago, they're at least one really good player away yet. So I would agree with that statement. I want to know what the Bucks are going to do in the offseason, because the reason why, it wasn't only the Middleton injury that did them in, and Boston was the better team in that series, but it was because of the lack of depth. Their others were miserable in that series. So there's no more DiVincenzo to rely on. He went bye-bye a while back. Grayson Allen stunk up the joint for the entire series. He couldn't play.
Wow.
The same thing, actually, Connaughton, if I recall correctly. Connaughton was awful.
And the best player in the NBA just almost carried him to the win. Like, okay, what did Freak have, 40-15? I mean, that's...
Yeah. Yeah. So if they make a couple of nice under-the-radar moves, I think the Bucks will be players again next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't buy that next.
Interested in the Lakers? How's this going to work out now with Ham? What are they going to? Is he going to bench Westbrook? Are they going to try to move on from Westbrook? What happens with the Pelicans? A good team, playoff team. Now you get Zion back. And the Nuggets, too. And now you get, you won the MVP again? Okay, here comes, now you get Murray and Porter healthy.
Butler told Draymond Green.
Okay.
You can trust Wiggins. Up next, looking at some round two matchups in the U.S. Open and golfers to take a look at live in the outright market with VSiN golf expert Wes Reynolds.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.